Hello, Nerdy Legion. Once again, these are your Comic Talk headlines on Comic Talk Today. I, as always, am Dustin, and this is the news. And here we go on television news. TV news actually isn't very big. The big one this week is movie news, and there's a lot to get into movie news. So let's cover TV news, and then we can get there. First thing, we've got American Gods update. Blythe Danner has just been brought in for season 3. She's going to be playing the goddess Demeter. And, I mean, that's just kind of awesome. Blythe Danner is kind of a huge name in acting, and she's going to be doing a comic book movie. Or show. But yeah, that's pretty freaking cool. Next, we have a couple of updates for Crisis on Infinite Earths. They just keep coming with this stuff, man, and we're just going to keep talking about it until it happens. So the first of which being Ashley Scott, who played Huntress in the Birds of Prey series back in the early aughts, I believe. It only went for like 13 episodes, but she was the version of Huntress that is the daughter of Selina Kyle and Bruce Wayne, if I'm remembering things correctly, which is kind of an alternate universe take on the character. She will be coming back for Birds of Prey. She will be coming back for Crisis on Infinite Earths on the CW. Also, Osric Chow has been brought in for the event, and he's going to be playing Ryan Choi, that version of the Atom, which is kind of freaking cool. Though Osric Chow doesn't exactly have a superhero physique, I feel like you can get away with it with Ryan Choi's Atom. Actually, any iteration of the Atom doesn't necessarily have to be a huge, hulking muscle man. As kind of evidenced by his inclusion in the Injustice 2 game, he was one of the smaller, more diminutive characters, though he's one of the more fun ones to play. So that's pretty freaking cool. All I want to know about the Crisis on Infinite Earths is, where the heck is Dean Cain and Terry Hatcher? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Let's go. Our last piece in TV news has to do with the Arrow. As everybody knows at this point, Arrow is coming to a close. This is the final season for the show. And now they're going to be bringing it back. Kind of. So it is going to be a different version of the Green Arrow that is actually technically Oliver's daughter in the comic books. How it's going to play out in the TV shows is still remains to be seen. The rumor is that this season is at least one episode in the season of Arrow is going to serve as a backdoor pilot for this new female Arrow. And so they have cast Catherine McNamara to play Mia Smoke, who again is Oliver and Felicity's daughter in the future in the comic books. With the Crisis on Infinite Earths thing going on and the inclusion of the multiverse, it's kinda sorta more likely that she's going to be coming from an alternate universe in which it's kind of more futuristic than our universe, or we're just going to exist in multiple universes after Crisis on Infinite Earths happens. Your guess is as good as mine, but either of those kind of sounds really freaking intriguing. So that's what we've got for TV news. Now let's see if we can tackle this movie news bear, because it's a lot of stuff. First off, we have a really interesting trailer for a new horror movie, because it is getting to be that season. Wait a minute, it is already that season. The name of the horror movie is Devil's Junction, Handy Dandy's Revenge. The only reason we're talking about this is because it has Bill Moseley in it, and Moseley is a horror movie icon. If you watch the trailer, though, this looks like a very, what's a good way to put this? Very Bill Moseley kind of horror movie. Yeah. And other horror movie news, A Quiet Place 2 has officially wrapped on primary photography, according to John Krasinski, who should know because he's the director. That means we're really getting close to seeing this movie. I can't remember because I didn't put it in the notes, but I can't remember exactly when this is supposed to release. I do know it's next year. I just can't remember exactly when next year. So either way, it's done filming mostly, and so we're that much closer to actually seeing it. And next, we're talking about The Matrix 4. We talked previously about how there wasn't a script yet, but we started getting casting announcements. Well, now apparently there is a script. But no news as to whether or not it's been officially approved to go into filming just yet, but Keanu Reeves has seen this script and said that it is, quote, very ambitious, as it should be, unquote. Yes, Keanu, I think everyone agrees with you. If you're going to do a follow-up to the Matrix trilogy, you better have a lot of good reasons to do it, and those good reasons better be gigantic. Next, we're talking about Star Wars. This one, I feel like, isn't... I'm not breaking any news here, but Kevin Feige is now going to be producing a Star Wars movie. And rumors have been going nuts as to who he's going to put in this Star Wars movie. It sounds like he is going to be putting someone from the MCU at the center of his Star Wars movie. Though you can't necessarily call it his Star Wars movie yet, because the model that the MCU has created, where it's more of a series, more of a TV series in respect of each individual director of the movie, isn't as important as the overall production of the entire story, which is where Feige comes in. Feige, in a way, serves as more of a showrunner than an executive producer because of that take on how to make movies. That's not really the way they do things over at Lucasfilm, even though they are technically both Disney companies at this point. Lucasfilm kind of has a little bit more of each movie is something of a standalone, if not each trilogy is something of a standalone. Yes, they tie into one another, but that's not to say that they're more episodic content than they are movie content that just happens to be linked. So kind of a fine difference, a very, very fine line to walk there, but still a notable difference. Now, though, the rumors that have been going since the MCU has become this showrunner versus producer model, the rumors have been going that Feige is going to revamp the Star Wars universe with Kathleen Kennedy, and they're going to do something similar to Lucasfilm. From the press releases that I have seen, from the announcements and things that I have seen along these lines, that is not going to be the case, though there is likely going to be some changes in the top brass over at Lucasfilm. So that I'm interested to see what Feige's going to bring to it and how he's going to change the way they do business. I'm apprehensive as to whether or not it is going to be positive or negative. Next, we are talking about Clue. That's right, Clue. I feel like I've talked about this once before when it was originally announced last year. Ryan Reynolds, his production company, Maximum Effort, acquired the rights to make this movie. It's going to be not really a redo of the 1985 movie that is so freaking classic with Tim Curry as the butler, and the cast is just enormous, but it is going to be their own reimagining of how to interpret a board game into a movie. So that's not news. That's already been known. Again, that was announced about a year ago. Well, Reynolds and his Maximum Effort team have just brought on Jason Bateman to direct. I know Bateman's won some awards for his directing, but that's an interesting choice for Clue. Bateman will also apparently be making an appearance in the movie. What kind of appearance? If it's just going to be a quick cameo, or if he's going to be one of the players, as it were, still remains to be seen, as Ryan Reynolds is likely to be one of the bigger stars of the show. Perhaps he'll be the butler. Who knows? It's just an interesting little tidbit. So yeah, we're moving on. Next, we're talking about Todd Phillips and DC. Todd Phillips, as you may well know, is the director of the new Joker movie, which is about to launch, and there will be a review on Generally Nerdy, so definitely stay tuned for that. But Todd Phillips apparently has approached Warner Brothers and the DC side of things over at Warner Brothers in an attempt to start something akin to the Black Label DC imprint on the comic book side, only for movies, which is kind of what Joker is, and which I thought was already a thing. We've talked on the show in previous episodes about how DC was looking into creating such a thing. They're going to have their main universe, the DCEU, if you will, and then they're going to have this other branch that is a different production company that does just one-offs that are auteur movies, as if which is... It sounds great. It sounds awesome. Why isn't this already a thing? Todd Phillips apparently is the one that's kind of spearheading that movement. And so Warner Brothers, playing it safe, because they haven't had the best track record with comic book movies, is going to wait and see how Joker does. And from the sounds of it, Joker's going to do pretty well, so we very likely are going to be seeing a Warner Brothers black label, for lack of a better term. I'm excited. I want to see what happens. Next is a whole bunch of stuff about Ghost Rider. Part of this could have been included in TV, but since it's all Ghost Rider, it's all coming here. First, we got the announcement that Kevin Feige really wants to put Ghost Rider in the MCU. That was a thing that Feige said himself. Shortly thereafter, we got word that the Hulu Ghost Rider show will not be moving forward. They were going to be making a Ghost Rider series that has Gabriel Luna playing the lead role. His version of Ghost Rider was going to be Robbie Reyes. That very possibly was squashed because of Feige's statement. And then, after that announcement was made, there was a rumor that started, and some of the sources are pretty reputable, so it might have legs. The rumor is that Feige's ghostwriter that he wants to bring into the MCU will not be Johnny Blaze, but rather Alejandra Jones' version of the character. And even more further down that rumor path says that they're looking to bring Bella Thorne in as Alejandra Jones, which doesn't really make sense because Bella Thorne is crazy white. If you're gonna have a Hispanic character on screen, that's a good time to have a Hispanic character play a superhero, right? Or a Hispanic actor play a superhero. That just makes sense. Why would you bring in Bella Thorne? So I don't know about that version of the rumor. But then even further down this rabbit hole, we got word that it's likely that Feige is going to be introducing all of this craziness in the Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness movie that's going to introduce all kinds of alternate versions of characters, including, according to the rumor, including a comic book accurate version of Nick Fury. So much rumor and a little bit of actual news tweet just kind of sprinkled in there. There's a very interesting little bit of stuff up ahead on the MCU horizon. So that sounds like fun. Speaking of the MCU, kind of we're talking Sony right now. And don't get ahead of me. If you know the announcement from this morning, don't get ahead of me. First, we're talking about Madam Web. It was just announced that Sony is doing a Madam Web movie, not a series. This one is going to be written by Matt Szama and Burke Sharpless. So it's not going to be something that because we talked previously about how Lord and Miller are going to be doing TV projects. I honestly figured if Madam Web was touched as far as Sony goes, that it was going to be Lord and Miller who turned her into a series somehow, or introduced her in a Spider-Man series of some sort. That's not the case. This is going to be done as a movie, not a series, and that's just, it's a lot of stuff. Switching back over to MCU proper for one more piece, and then we'll get to the big one from this morning. Back over to MCU proper, we're talking about Captain Marvel 2, and there are a couple more rumors associated here. First of which being Nova is going to be introduced in the next Captain Marvel movie. With the other announcement we got this morning, this one I feel like has a little bit less of a leg to stand on, though we'll talk about that. But anyway, so Nova is potentially going to be introduced in the next Captain Marvel movie. Also, the rumor is that the big bad for that movie will be Varanki. Varanki? Varanka? Varanki? Varanki is how I read it when I read the comics. the Skrull Queen. So maybe they will be doing some Secret Wars or Secret Invasion, rather. Maybe we will see Secret Invasion in the MCU after all, if the big bad turns out to be the Skrull Queen in Captain Marvel 2. That has a lot of very awesome potential as well. So our final piece just was announced this morning. Spider-Man's coming back. The Disney Sony deal, they have found some common ground. The specifics of the new deal have not been made public, but at the very least, they do include one more movie in the MCU. So they are going to finish the Homecoming trilogy, if you will. The Spider-Man Homecoming three movies are going to come to happen all under the MCU branch in some way, shape, or form. So again, how exactly they worked those details out, we don't know yet. As those details come out, I will definitely let you know. But so this again ties into the Nova thing. So the rumor before this whole thing dissolved, actually as the whole thing dissolved a month ago, was that the next Captain Marvel movie was going to use Spider-Man as a crutch. And I say that very deliberately, was going to use Spider-Man as a crutch to prop up Captain Marvel. She was going to be the focus. She was going to be the new center of the MCU and was going to use Spider-Man as a running gag of sorts. Well, I would imagine Sony wasn't super happy with that, so that was at least a part of the dissolution of their contract, of their deal, of why they didn't re-up the deal. So the introduction of Nova into the new Captain Marvel movie very potentially is going to switch that emphasis over to Nova and away from Spider-Man, which I'm both happy with and also kind of upset with, because in the books, Nova is a much more powerful character than Captain Marvel, so it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but only time will tell, because a lot of this is rumor. But we will be seeing Spider-Man in the MCU at least one more time. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or to go deeper into these nerdy bits plus much more nerdy action, you can join me on YouTube at Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.